What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Why Aren't You Goitards Getting the Memo? So, as you guys know, Trump was telling you long before he became president that he's gonna release the Epstein files from day number one. He finally got around to releasing them. And it's all redacted, meaning that the information in it is private, and the only information that we know from these files is information that's already been public for years, and pretty much everybody is let down by Trump, in particular the deranged feminist Pam Bondi that he has in charge of whatever fake agency they have going all around. Now, you guys out there are not getting the memo yet, okay? I'm gonna tell you what that memo is, okay? When you deal with corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive regimes, like Egypt and like what we have now in America under Trump, you guys need to get the memo, okay? Now, as you guys know, a couple of years ago, I lived in Egypt, and I said this story before, I'm going to say it again. I had this nice motorcycle, 150cc Benelli motorcycle, really good motorcycle. I ended up having to sell it to keep my restaurant afloat, which my second cousin, if you want to be technical, destroyed. But yet, you know, we're back with another restaurant here in America that, God willing, is doing well. And we're going to open a branch in Colombia in about a month. But that's not the point of this video. So my Benelli motorcycle, again, really nice motorcycle, like one of the better motorcycles I have ever had, 150cc. I was parking it at Starbucks, working on my laptop. And when I came out at the end of the night, my motorcycle wasn't there, and a lot of motorcycles were not there, and I'm like, okay, well, something here happened. You know, it's not just my motorcycle, but it's a motorcycle of other people that are no longer out there. So I was told that the police confiscated the motorcycles, and that they took them somewhere. So I was told, go to the local police station and see if they know anything about your motorcycle. So I walked to the local police station and I'm like, hey man, what happened to my motorcycle? And they're like, yeah, we have no idea what happened to your motorcycle, man. So I'm like, can I file a police report or something? They're like, do you speak Arabic? Can you write in Arabic? And I'm like, no. They're like, well, you can't file a police report. So I'm like, okay, I guess I lost my motorcycle then. So I walk out of the police station, and I had my key, which had an alarm on it. And I have a habit of always clicking on the button to find my car, because I don't have the best memory in the world. So whenever I'm walking around looking for my car, I always have my finger on the button. I don't care if it's here in Florida or in California or in Mexico or wherever I am, you know. I'm always walking around pressing the clicker to find out where my car is. Fortunately, my motorcycle did have an alarm on it. So I'm just walking outside going like this, you know, force of habit. And I hear, tit, 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 tit. And I find my motorcycle behind the police station. And it was behind a army vehicle. And I see these two plainclothes officers sitting next to my motorcycle. And I'm like, hey guys, that's my motorcycle. They're like, oh, really? Can you prove it? I'm like, beep, beep, beep. How did it get here? And they're like, you parked it here. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I didn't park it here. I parked it over at Starbucks. They're like, no, you parked it here, remember? Guys, if I wasn't an American citizen, I would have been dead by now, okay? So, what does this have to do with Trump? Trump is trying to tell you guys in no uncertain terms, I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want, and if you don't like it, go fuck yourself. That's exactly what Trump is doing, okay? You guys have not picked up on that memo, okay? You guys need to understand, Trump is the ultimate con artist. Even TFM is beginning to wake up and say, hey, Trump is more of theater than he is of action. Yeah, I told you guys, Trump is a motherfucking actor, dudes. Like, of course, it's all about optics for Trump. Trump is deporting less illegals than Biden and Obama did. The stock market lost a lot of money, by the way, guys. Crypto went down. The economy is getting worse. And look. Joanne, I'm just passing by here. Like, this store, look, Joanne Fabrics and Crafts. This is a nationwide store, guys, okay? This store has been here for decades, okay? When I do DoorDash, guys, I usually come out here late at night, get my app going, drink my coffee, and make a video for you guys. And I just noticed this, okay? So this happened in the past probably 3 days at the most. They're going out of business. Joanne Fabrics and Crafts, guys, they're going out of business. Big Lots is going out of business. A lot of places are going out of business because of Trump, okay? Trump is systematically destroying America, okay, guys? I told you, the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low compared to the Colombian pesos, okay? We lost over 10% of our value compared to the Colombian pesos because of Trump. Stock market is down. Crypto is down. Everything is down. Inflation is up. Eggs are $12 a dozen. I was at Walmart half an hour ago. A dozen eggs at Walmart are $8.99. Guys, I just came back from fucking Colombia, dudes. Do you guys want to know how much eggs are in Colombia? Under $2. You can get a dozen eggs in Colombia for under $2. Yet here in America, a dozen eggs are $8.99. Okay? Inflation has gone up because of Trump. Stocks, crypto went down because of Trump. Our currency has taken a nosedive because of Trump. Unemployment is getting high. Every imaginable metric has went down for the worse, obviously, because of Trump, okay? And this whole notion of, oh, Trump, he's firing people left and right. First of all, the people that he's firing, they're all getting severance pay, meaning that they're going to get a lot of money from the government, then they're going to go work in the private industry, and you will never, ever hear about them ever again. Ain't nobody going to jail, motherfuckers, okay? That's number one. Number two, like David Icke said, okay, the reason why Trump is firing all these people is so they can replace him with what Elon Musk refers to as an AI god, you know? Imagine the government telling you, oh yeah, bro, AI said you're gonna be a murderer, so we're just gonna throw you in prison for the rest of your life. AI said you made a bad tweet on the internet, so you can't travel. Oh yeah, bro, AI said you ate too much steak last weekend, so you can't buy more meat, okay? That's eventually what's gonna happen here in America. You see, Trump wants you to be like the Egyptian people. He wants you to get the memo. He wants you to understand that he's corrupt, he's tyrannical, he's oppressive, he's a con artist. He wants you to understand all that and be okay with it, okay? This is how countries like Egypt, Saudi Arabia operate. Everybody knows the Monkey King of Saudi Arabia is a tyrannical terrorist. Everybody knows that Sisi of Egypt is an oppressive tyrant. I know it. Every Ahmed knows it. Sisi and the Monkey King of Saudi Arabia, they know that. You know that they know that. You know that they're tyrants, oppressive, and terrorist. They all know that, and they're all happy with it, okay? They're happy with it. The people are happy with it. They get the memo, okay? This is why I don't live in Egypt, because when I was given the memo in Egypt, I'm like, yeah, no, this is not for me, okay? You Americans are not getting the memo. The memo is you guys are slaves. You are to be used, abused, murdered even, while the elites get to have all the fun. What you guys need to understand is Trump, first of all, Trump is run and owned by dirty Jews. He has deranged feminists like Pam Bondi who work underneath him. Then he has fucking curry sales like Vivek Ramaswamy and that curry sale Cash Patel. You know, the problem is curry sale, guys, as we all know in the MGTOW community, curry sales, because they're short, brown, and fugly, they have that inferiority complex, and they believe that they're the original white people, so they believe that they're superior to you, okay? So what they want to do is they want to replace white people. This is why Vivek Ramaswamy, or whatever his name is, he's like, we need more Indians in America, okay? Because again, Indians know that they can't compete with white people. So they want to replace white people. And the Jews want to get white people out of the way, because of all the races on the face of the planet, only white people can actually stand up to the Jews, okay? So the Jews hate white people, and the curry sales want to replace white people. So this is the perfect partnership with dirty Jews, curry sales, and then of course you got deranged feminist in the middle. Coincidentally, all these are people that from an Islamic perspective need to be exterminated, so go figure. So point that you guys gotta understand, and understand this really good, okay? Don't have any hope in Trump. The guy's been in office for 1 month. He lied about everything. Everything is going bad, okay? Again, Trump is telling you no uncertain terms, I'm gonna destroy the country. And the thing is, guys, Trump can literally destroy America and put the blame on the deep state, okay? Eventually, people are gonna wisen up. Like, a lot of people who were expecting the Brian Epstein files to come out, like the quartering, salty cracker, redacted news, and so many others, they're like, what the fuck is going on, Trump? You now own the government. You have your people running the place. And you're gonna come out and give us something redacted where the information that we have from the government is the same information we had for years now? So come on, dude. You fucking with us? Yeah, he's fucking with you, dude. So like, you all haven't figured that part out by now? So there's gonna come a time when the American people are, quite frankly, gonna lose hope in Trump, okay? Again, the guy in less than a month lied about everything, destroyed the economy, like everything wrong and bad, like everything wrong and bad that Biden supposedly did, Trump has done it on steroids, and he has done it bigger, badder, worse in just 1 month, okay, guys? So there will come a time when the American people are gonna be like, yeah, no, Trump, we don't believe in this MAGA crap anymore. And this is when Trump has to get us into the big war. There will be a big war, guys, okay? Trump will have no choice, because here's the thing you guys need to understand. Again, even the Prophet Muhammad and his companions praised white people, okay? Why? Because white people are the only people to stand up to oppression, okay? White people are not gonna be content living in a country where the government is as tyrannical as Egypt and the people are as apathetic as the Saudis, okay? And because of that, Trump will have to start a big war to get himself out of this predicament that he will find himself very soon to be in. There's hyperinflation going on. There's just so much corruption going on in the government right now, guys, because of Trump, that unless you, the white people, unless you guys like accept it and go along with the memo, kind of like how in Egypt I was supposed to say, oh yes, 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 all right, yes, instead of parking my motorcycle at Starbucks like I do every day for the past fucking year, today was that day where I happened to park it behind the police station, behind an army vehicle. Yes, yes, yes. Just today I parked it here. Yes, yes, yes. Just like I refused to accept the memo, and hence the reason I'm no longer in Egypt, you guys eventually are gonna refuse the memo that Trump is putting out. Like, right now, guys, all this egg bullshit, it's all a fucking psyops, okay? This whole we have a egg shortage in America, it's a fucking psyop. First of all, why doesn't Colombia have bird flu? Why doesn't Mexico have bird flu? Why is it only America has bird flu, okay? Is Mexico and Colombia better than us or something? Are we missing something that the Colombians and the Mexicans and pretty much all of Latin America has going on that we don't? You know? That's number one. Number two, as you guys know, I own a restaurant. Just a couple of weeks ago, I bought 40 pounds of chicken, boneless, skinless thighs from Restaurant Depot for under $2 a pound. I think it was like $1.65 or $1.69 a pound of boneless, skinless chicken thighs. That's the cheapest I've ever been. If there's an egg shortage because chickens are being killed by the hundreds of millions, wouldn't there be a chicken thigh shortage? But there ain't. Not only is chicken thighs plentiful, they also happen to be dirt cheap now. This is a psyop, dudes. Like, again, Trump is trying to tell you guys to go along with the memo. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, some retarded people are outside. And, you know, speaking of retarded people, guys, like, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. The only difference between me and George Soros, other than the fact that I'm not that fugly, is that I simply tolerate Goyim. Okay, guys, at the end of the day, guys, I'm a firm believer that the average American needs, for their own good, of course, they need to be drugged up. They need to be working three jobs, 70 hours a week, and still be behind on rent for their own good. Otherwise, they're going to be in the parking lot at night, getting drunk, fucking doing nigger shit, you know? So, see, the thing about me, guys, is that I tell you the truth to your face. If I was running for president, which, as you guys know, I did as a write-in candidate, I'll just tell the American people to their face, I'll tell you, look, dude, you're a retard. You're a goitard. For your own good, you need to be on drugs. For your own good, you need to be working three jobs, 20 hours a day, 8 days a week, and still be behind on rent, okay? For your own good. Otherwise, if you are left to your own devices, you're gonna end up killing yourself and probably killing or harming innocent people along, okay? Trump and his elitist, they know that, but they're trying to make it seem as if they're the good guys, that they're there for you. No, they're gonna tell you sweet, sweet things to your face but their actions are going to be the total and complete opposite of that. Now, decent Americans like you and me, we're not going to stand for this type of hypocrisy, this type of facade, this type of corruption. But the average goitard, they don't care, they don't know. They're out here in the parking lot at like 1 o'clock at night, fucking, I don't know, skateboarding, getting drunk, and like running into other people's cars and shit. Did I tell you guys, my Mercedes-Benz a couple of years ago, I was at this parking lot picking up a DoorDash order. I come out and I find this big dent in my passenger back wheel. Yeah, big ass dent, man. As if somebody with a fucking motorcycle rammed my car. You know, of course, they didn't leave a note or anything, so. But I was able to pull it out and work on it myself. Kind of a little side project going on. But yeah, guys, I mean, would it be better if the average American is drugged up, working 3 jobs, and don't have time to do anything other than fall asleep, wake up the next day and do it all over again? Yeah, of course, you know. So the elite of society, guys, they've got to get you under this control where you accept facade or you accept corruption, okay? Again, white people, for the most part, are not gonna accept that. This is why the Prophet Muhammad and his companions praised white people. This is why Jews hate white people. This is why curry sales want to replace white people, simply because of their inferiority complex compared to white people. And in the case of the Jews, you know, the Jews don't want any competition when it comes to white people, you know. Me, on the other hand, you know, if I was running for a political office, which I plan to, by the way, when I say running for a political office, I don't mean running like a fucking right-hand candidate, just to let you guys know, okay? I'm gonna tell people, watch my motherfucking videos, you know? Watch my videos where I say the average American is a goitard. The average American, for their own good, needs to be drugged up, working 3 jobs, 30 hours a day, 8 days a week, and still be behind on the motherfucking rent. Otherwise, they're gonna be out here in the parking lot, getting drunk, running into people's fucking cars and shit like that, you know? So, in conclusion, dudes, understand this and understand this really good. If you're watching this video, number one, Trump is your enemy. Don't have any hope in him. Okay, he is your enemy. Okay, number two, start doing your own thing. Whether your thing is doing a political party, getting politically charged up like I do, or also if you want to have a safe haven as well, which is what I'm doing, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches, or in the case of Coach Bitch Bill, traps and Thai lady boys. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.